No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
Monster Crunch, the breakfast battle game by Big G Creative LLC, with a little shout out to General Mills. 2 to 5 players, ages 9 and up, plays in about, playtime says 20 minutes. Which monster can eat the most cereal? Play as one of 5 monster cereal characters in a battle to see who can eat their cereal first. Take turns playing your cereal into your bowl, but you've always got to beat the last card played. Earn milk tokens that let you combine cards for bigger bites, and choose the right time to play your monster's special powers. It's a fast-paced game of strategy in which that monster that munches the most wins. So this game is currently being reviewed by myself, John.
Ruby.
Calvin.
Nene.
Bacon.
Seems breakfasty enough. So what's some good stuff we could say about this? And yes, when we say it's Monster Crunch cereal, we should all say which General Mills monster we actually played. Like, I played Frankenberry.
I was Booberry.
I was Count Chocula.
I was Fruit Brute.
I was Fruity Yummy Mummy.
Yum. It actually says that on your card, too.
Yum. Yum.
So what's some good stuff we could say about Monster Crunch?
It's cute.
It's very cute. It definitely captures each of those cereal monsters.
Nostalgic.
Yeah. The box looks like...
It's about the size of a breakfast cereal box.
Yeah.
Each of the back of our cards look like the boxes to the cereal boxes.
I think the components seem to be well put together. They could handle a little bit of abuse between it being cardboard and a decent type of card.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't hard to learn. It was really easy to get into, and it played pretty fast.
Yeah, the rules were pretty simple.
It's really strategic, too.
Yeah, it had a good amount of strategy to it. So what's some bad stuff we could say about Monster Crunch?
It didn't take 20 minutes.
Yeah, it definitely went over the 20-minute time mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not by a ton.
Not by a ton, you're right. But it wasn't a...
Right. It did not overstay its welcome.
It did not. I would say it was closer to a 40-minute game.
I agree. I think bad is it did not come with samples of each of the cereals in the box.
Okay, not a joke, bad is I think some of the players felt like their abilities, there were a couple abilities that just seemed useless.
Yeah. I had an ability that was really hard to get to work because of how the game actually works. And Calvin's had a...
Versus, like, Booberry's was easy. I was draw 2 cards or double a single card you play.
Right.
I mean, was no problem using mine whatsoever.
Whereas Count Chocolate, you had a card that what let you...
It was like...
Basically give up a point.
Give up a card point for a milk, which you can get by just passing anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
It seemed like those abilities were slightly off, but I do think that the abilities matched the characters.
Oh, yeah. If not for nothing else.
Theme-wise.
Thematically. Yeah. Like, you know, yummy mummies and stuff. Okay.
Yummy mummy.
So that's... bad category. So what can we say in our other category for Monster Crunch?
I love the box.
Yeah, it's got that whole nostalgic breakfast cereal appeal to it.
I think if you have this out on the table as well, people will be like, ooh, what's that? It's colorful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not meeples or anything like that, but all the colors match up to the cereals, and it looks neat on the table.
Yeah, setup was really easy because of that similar kind of thing. It's easy to go, oh, you're Count Chocolate. Here's your stuff.
You get this nice cardboard bowl of cereal, which doesn't taste as good as it looks.
Yeah. I really wish you hadn't eaten my cardboard
cereal
bowl there, dude.
I got hungry.
Return it in about 48 hours, right?
That's fine.
All right. So this was Monster Crunch, the breakfast battle game.
By Big G Creative and General Mills.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.